The economic woes of the major labels continue, and the technologies that record companies blame, computers, CD burners, and the internet, are allowing musicians to do more of the things that record labels used to do. NPR's Rick Carr has been looking into emerging business models. In the first of three reports, he considers one that recalls an old idea.
In 1721, Johann Sebastian Bach was looking for a new patron. The composer sent a set of six concertos to the Margrave of Brandenburg in the hope that the nobleman would like the pieces so much that he'd pick up the tab for maintaining Bach's household and an orchestra. The Margrave never wrote back. Nearly three centuries later, composer Maria Schneider turned to the internet and lined up around 1,000 patrons before she'd written a note. Schneider is one of today's leading composers of big band jazz. Like Bach's music, hers is expensive to produce.
17 musicians. It takes a lot of rehearsal time. It takes a lot of mixing time.
For the past 100 years or so, record companies have effectively been the patrons of artists like Maria Schneider, fronting the money to pay those musicians and rent those studios. Schneider says she tried that way of doing business. She even tried paying her own way, but neither scenario worked for her.
My first record, I had invested around $30,000 in the record, and the record company bought it for $10,000. I made some royalties on that record, but I never made my costs back. The second record they paid for, but I never made any royalties. And these records were selling fairly well, in the neighborhood of 20,000 CDs.
For her most recent release, Schneider raised around $30,000 in advance through an internet company called ArtistShare, which helps musicians, as well as writers and visual artists, raise patronage money. Founder Brian Camilio says he got the idea a few years ago when some musician friends of his started complaining about fans who download music without paying for it.
Everybody says it's bad. I think it's pretty good. Musicians are like, well, I don't want people downloading my work. I'm like, man, you should be worried about people not downloading your work. So I was like, let's turn this around a little bit. Where's the value here in the artist? The value isn't in the download. The value is in the artist themselves, the creative process.
ArtistShare raises money by selling fans a look inside that process. Camilio says the company provides artists with the software and expertise they need to make the business model work. So casual Maria Schneider fans, for example, could simply pay for a CD in advance. But for a little more money, they could log into the composer's website as she made the record and obtain journal entries, printable music scores as they evolved, and recorded lectures on composition.
And then the trombones take over to continue the melody. And then there's this little background figure. They echo back and forth.
What's more, Camilio says ArtistShare lets musicians keep 85% of the money they raise, compared to the 15% tops they'd keep from a major label deal. Camilio says fans are eager to pony up for artists whose work they love. That's a lesson Boulder, Colorado-based singer-songwriter Stuart Davis learned in 1999. Davis says his patronage model resulted from a joke. He sent out a bogus press release announcing that he was selling off parts of himself and his career.
And I got sincere responses back from people saying, can I buy into your career? I don't understand. Are you selling shares or what are you doing? So it occurred to me, hey, maybe I could sell shares.
It turned out that Davis couldn't sell shares per se. That would make him subject to Securities and Exchange Commission rules. But he could accept loans from his fans. And so, a few hundred dollars at a time, he's raised as much as $20,000 in advance of each of his recent releases and begun paying back the loans out of sales. The patronage movement is small. Even ArtistShare only has a couple dozen clients. But Stuart Davis says patronage fills a vacuum in the music industry. It provides a vital business model for artists who have some fans, but not the million-selling appeal that major labels require. Different business models for different kinds of musicians.
People want entertainment, and they want superficial art, and they want depth and interior. Both. It's not either or. And what I think we've had happen is this wild, bizarre reduction, flatland collapse into the notion that only surfaces are commercially viable.
Davis and others admit that patronage doesn't work so well for artists who are just starting their careers. Tomorrow, we'll look at another idea that may allow less well-known artists to earn money a few cents at a time. Rick Carr, NPR News.
More on music patrons at npr.org.